everybody! Showtime!
Ready, men? Contacts! Contacts! We are on the air!
Guys, we are all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Friday, and I'm cool with that. Hey, good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What up, what up, what up, what up? What are you laughing about there, Chuckles?
You're just little like, it's Friday, and I'm cool with that.
I mean, is anybody not cool with today being Friday?
No, absolutely. Everyone's cool with it. I just thought it made me laugh.
I'm just saying.
Be like, yeah, thanks, Liv, for thinking I'm funny.
No, I'm not funny, but thank you anyways. I'm saying if anybody's not cool with it, we're not coming in tomorrow, so you're going to have to do your own show. I'm not going to do a show on a Saturday. I want to sleep on in. Let's go around the room and introduce everybody. I am Joe Pesh. Good morning. That girl you hear this morning laughing and giggling, Liv the Web Girl. We got producer Pork Chop with two sets of headphones on because he's always editing audio behind the scenes. And our technical producer in Houston, Lenny to the Brie. Hello, 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 everyone. Liv the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I'm super, super sore yesterday. Today.
And you're tired.
Yes, I am. Which is so funny. I feel like I have so much energy this morning, but I definitely did not get any more sleep than I usually do. So I don't know where it's coming from, but it's probably just because it is Friday.
Well, yeah, you get that little placebo effect.
Right, but I actually wanted to tell a story that happened 2 days ago, actually. It didn't happen yesterday, but I just forgot to mention it yesterday, and I think it's really funny. Okay. So where my second job, I work at Cycle Bar. It's like a spinning place, like a cycle place, whatever, an indoor cycling place. And so we clip people's shoes in. Mm-hmm. So they're like the real cycle shoes that like clip into the pedals so you can have a better and more effective ride.
Like your Lance Armstrong out there back in the day.
Basically. But a lot of new people don't know how to like clip them in. So that's mm-hmm. where we come in and we teach them and we clip the shoe in for them. But sometimes like it's hard to clip them in because people's feet are so stiff and they won't let us move them. And so I was bent down, like hovering over the pedal, the bike pedal. And I had this girl's foot in my hand trying to like clip it in. And it was so stiff and it missed the clip. And it ended up flying into my face. And
ow.
Hitting my lip.
How did you do that? So I don't even understand how you went from trying to put it in to hitting yourself in the face.
Because I was literally bent over, like all the way over. Like I was standing and like my head was like at my knees. Like that's how I was bent over. No, not like that. But it hit my lip. And so I had a fat lip all day yesterday and it was like bruised and it hurt so bad. But I mean, it was 1000% my fault.
Poor child. Do you think she's covering for Jewel Daddy?
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
That's why I want to know. Be honest, wink at me twice.
I wish I wasn't as clumsy as I was, but I am just that clumsy. And it hurts so bad. This is like the third time I've gotten hurt at my second job, Cycle Bar.
I just thought you got lip injections, so you know, maybe you do that again.
Oh shoot. Yeah, like, yeah, maybe I'll just keep giving myself fat lips.
Once
black
a week
lips.
Once a week.
It hurts so bad yesterday though, and it kind of still hurts a little bit today.
Well, we're glad you can at least still talk, because if not,
Thank you
would like not have a job if you couldn't talk.
I know. What would you guys do without me?
I don't know.
I mean, you can still work behind the scenes.
Yeah, if I couldn't talk, I could.
Pork Chop's dream. Pork Chop, how you doing this morning, man?
I'm good. I finally had one good night of sleep since I've been sick, and I figured out I think I don't have to take the ibuprofen anymore.
What are you taking the ibuprofen for?
I mean, like, I don't know, sore throat, fever,
oh,
pain.
For being sick, okay.
Right.
I thought you were like taking it to sleep. I'm like, that's not
aid. Yeah, like since I've been sick. So, I think I've still been taking it the past 2 days, even though I haven't had a fever.
Mm-hmm.
I still had a sore throat. And last night, I was like, you know what? I'm not taking the ibuprofen before I go to bed. And I actually had a good sleep.
Good. And that means you're probably, like, fully better.
Yeah, and I'm not, like, sweating like crazy. So, decent sleep last night. I did work at the steakhouse. I was there kind of late, like 9. So, I didn't get, like, a ton of sleep.
All right, well, I'm glad you're feeling better, man. That's definitely a good thing. I'm feeling slightly better. My back pain is kind of a thing where it's in the back of my head now, but it's not constantly bothering me. Like, I can sit right now and not, like, think about how much my back hurts. So, that's cool. I went to the doctor for a follow-up. It's like, dude, I guarantee I've already hit my copay for the year.
Oof.
I'm between like mental health, physical health, like everything,
man.
Like,
yeah.
I got therapy today to go talk to my doctor. This is a solo therapy. This isn't even like a husband wife thing. This is just me having issues.
When's
of
the
anxiety.
Last time you guys went to therapy? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Well, just before vacation because we
is
didn't
that
go.
Good?
I think we need to go at least once or twice a month. I think it's important for us because it's little things. We still suck, and it's not necessarily my wife, but she does, and I do too. We do not instantly communicate to squash the problem.
Right.
Like, hey, you know what, dude? I know you're pissed, but that's not cool what you did there. We let that linger, and then it blows up, and it's stupid.
Yeah.
But, and that's very common. Heck, I do that with you guys here on the show.
Right.
But if you address things quicker, than like sooner than later, usually the problems aren't as big.
Right.
They don't manifest.
Yeah, well, I mean, admitting it is, I feel like, even just part of the trouble.
Because
it's hard for people to admit sometimes and be that self-aware.
I hate admitting things. I mean, it's not easy to admit when I'm right all the time, you know?
Oh, my God.
Like, try being me, being Mr. Right. No, but that was pretty much my day. And it was hot as balls. I got to check the weather in Houston. But in Indy, we were having, like, heat indexes yesterday of, like, 110. It was 100 on my dash in my car. It was just, I couldn't even go outside for, like, more than two
really?
Minutes. Well, I took my dogs outside, and they're like, why are you killing me?
I was comfortable all day.
Of course you are. Every day I hear from Liv, I'm cold. It's so cold in here.
I know. I'm like a little grandma. I literally am freezing all of the time.
You're like, what is it? Like you're like an iguana, like a cold-blooded mammal.
Okay,
like,
see, I
Liv
used to
only
say
gets
that.
Warm from the sun.
No, I literally...
Actual heat does nothing. She needs the light.
I literally said that. I'm not joking. One time I was like, oh, yeah, like I'm just cold-blooded as a joke.
But she
and my
is.
Every single one of my friends, like I used to say this all the time in college as a joke, and every single one of my friends would be like, hey, Liv, no, like you can't be cold-blooded. Like we're mammals. And I'm like, how big of an idiot do you think I am?
I wonder if you really thought for a bit, well, maybe I am cold-blooded.
Yeah, hey, maybe I am an iguana.
We don't know what we are, but we are Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Twitter and Instagram, make sure you follow the show on there. It's Radio Now AM Show. You can find me, Liv, Porkchop, we're all up on there. And, of course, the number to call in, 833-563-2539, anytime that you'd like to be part of today's show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Donald Glover, who plays the older Simba in the new live-action Lion King, says he got emotional during the movie when he watched it back.
I cried with all the kids when he passes. Like, you're so hurt, like, I think at that moment. Like, it's such a painful thing to watch because you really want it to be okay. Yeah, I teared up actually a lot, and I'm not usually like that, but I think in a good way, I think I've been able to be a lot more emotionally open after doing this.
Yeah, spoiler alert also, for those of you that didn't know, someone dies in The Lion King.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, heartbreaking. Breaking news. NBC is bringing together two of its biggest stars with Ted Danson and Tina Fey for a new comedy. The network has issued a straight-to-series order for a comedy in which will star Danson as a wealthy businessman who runs for mayor of Los Angeles for all the wrong reasons. Once Danson's character wins, he has to figure out what he stands for, gain the respect of his staff, and connect with his teenage daughter, all while controlling the coyote population. Faye will write and produce alongside Robert Carlock. The series has been given a 13-episode initial order. Danson was recently nominated for an Emmy for his performance in NBC's hit comedy, The Good Place, which I love. And which is in production on its fourth and final season. His other stellar performances on the network was on as Boston bartender Sam Malone on Cheers, which he was so hot in. I just watched my very first episode of Cheers ever, like a
What'd
couple
think?
Weeks ago.
What'd you think?
It was funny. It was cute. Mm-hmm. It's like a little cheesy because it's old, but like not
joking. It's a
joking.
Classic series, though. Classic show.
Ted Danson is a hottie in it. Faye and Carlock were responsible in bringing 30 Rock to NBC over its 7-season run. The comedy won 16 Emmys for The Peacock. The pair also served as producers on Netflix's Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. So basically, this show's going to be wildly successful. That's what it's getting at. Kathy Griffin talks about her new documentary that shows what her life was like in dealing with the aftermath of her controversial Trump head picture.
Yeah, the first third was all just shot with iPhone. You know, I mean, nobody would take a meeting with me. Nobody would take my call. You know, the agents, everybody's been taken 10% for my whole career, you know, couldn't get arrested. And I thought, this does have to be documented in some way, because if nothing else, it is a historic story. It's a First Amendment story. It's possibly an ageism misogyny story. It's got all kinds of twists and turns. I had to learn so many things through this process.
She also talked about her relationship with Ellen DeGeneres, saying they're no longer friends. The comedian said, "I'm apparently not her cup of tea, but I think she is great. I am not a comedy snob." Griffin added, "I'm just happy whenever a female, especially a female over 50, is still in the game."
I feel like you had to have messed up somehow if Ellen won't be your friend. Like, if Ellen's not talking to you, you had to have done something wrong, right?
Right, probably.
I mean, unless Ellen's some evil, like, witchy person. I feel like she's right. Nice. Like, Ellen likes everybody.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Yeah, I agree.
I hope Ellen likes us.
Probably not. No, I'm just kidding. OJ Simpson posted a video of himself on Twitter calling out Howard Stern, because Howard Stern suggested Simpson shouldn't be on Twitter.
"Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. You know I've been away for a while, but I don't know what's going on with America. You know, today I was told that this individual, let's call him Person A, stated that he thought Person B should not have a right to public expression. What's interesting about that is Person B, years ago, helped fight for Person A's right for freedom of expression, public expression."
Do you follow O.J. Simpson on Twitter?
I do not follow O.J. Simpson on Twitter.
I don't either.
And I saw the clip yesterday online of Howard talking to, is it Ron Goldman, one of the guys that was killed. She was the brother of that. And Todd, this whole conversation came up. And it really, I don't know, it's a big thing when you ban somebody's free speech. But at the same time, it's like, what is this guy doing? He got away with it. Like, dude, shut up. Like, quit being a jerk. Because yeah. He came right out of the bat. He's like, "I'm back here to get revenge for some people." It's like, dude, you murdered people, like the kid, you know, your kid's mom and other people, and you're still here just being like an a-hole? Shut up.
Yeah, I don't follow him on Twitter just because I just don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to look like I condone his behavior. So I'm like, the best way to do that is just not follow him and not give in to any of it.
All right, thank you so much, Liv the Web Girl.
You're going to learn today.
Friday fun fact time, guys. Listen up. It's time to learn. I'm going to give you a couple of them. I'm doing it in a new way instead of just giving you one long one. I'm giving you some shorter ones. How about this? Mr. Rogers always mentioned out loud that he was feeding his fish. Any idea of why he would always do that? Like, you obviously can see he's feeding the fish if you're watching the show.
I don't know. For maybe blind children?
You are so smart, Liv. You get a gold star. Woo, yes. Woo, he had a young blind viewer that once asked him to do that. So she wanted to know that the fishes were okay.
"I need to feed the fish right away." "There. I have some friends who get very concerned when I forget the fish during our visits. Well, I just wanted you to know that even if I forget to feed them when we're together, I come back later and feed them so they're always taken care of."
What a good guy, Mr. Rogers.
"It's good to know that fish and animals and children are taken care of by those who can, isn't it?"
Yeah, it is.
"I like to take care of you."
It's a song for me,
yes,
to you guys.
"I do. Yes, I do.
Liv, I'm looking at you.
I like to take care of you.
Not really, but no, Mr. Rogers was the man.
I loved Mr. Rogers. I only watched him when I was like super, super little.
So many lessons though, like that's an example though. He used to do so many things for kids that were watching there, like kids that may not have parents at home. He would always tell them like, "Hey, you know, make sure you hang up your coat when he came in there and put things away just to keep things cleaned up." Maybe they didn't have that kind of discipline in their household. So he's a cool dude. How about this? During Prohibition, moonshiners would wear cow shoes. They were kind of like a fancy little pair of hoof prints, but they were at the bottom, like tacked onto shoes.
Wow.
And they
genius.
They help the distillers kind of smuggle and evade police. Because like,
yeah.
Oh, this cow's here.
They can't track them. Like when they're walking through and stuff like that, it's they can't track them as human. They think they're just cows. Genius.
I know.
What people will do for alcohol. Incredible.
Yeah, I know. The only thing we'll actually try for. Do you guys ever play with Nerf toys when you were younger? Or maybe still as an adult?
Duh, Nerf guns. Those Nerf guns are fun at all ages.
They are. Now I'm jealous because of Fortnite. Like I've seen some of these things my little brother Michael has. They're like assault weapons. They're pretty dope.
Assault weapons?
Yeah, they're like semi. These things can shoot so many little darty things at
people.
Oh,
they're like still Nerf guns, but they're just like, they're more extreme.
Yeah, they're like semi-automatic. I'm like, when I had a Nerf gun, it's like...
And then you have to like go run and like find the one Nerf that you could load into the gun.
Yep, and it's like, oh great, you bent it, Joe. Way to go. Now it doesn't shoot anywhere. It's just stuck in the chamber. Well, their first sales pitch for the Nerf ball was, Nerf, you can't hurt babies or old people.
No way, really?
Yeah, which is true, but I mean, in reality...
That's hilarious.
You kind of can, though. If you do it just right, you could hurt a baby or an old person. And finally, if you're into movies, this is kind of interesting. Before settling on the Seven Dwarves' names as we know them today, Disney kind of struggled, and these are the real names that they had. Tell me if you like these that they were going to consider. Chesty, Tubby, Burpy, Deffy, Hickey... Wheezy and awful.
Oh my gosh, those are so...
How offensive, right?
I mean, I would definitely be called Burpee.
Yes.
You would be called Chesty.
Or Tubby. I could do both.
And then Porkchop would be awful. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, that would definitely stick.
Oh, Porkchop, we're just joking.
That's your Friday Fun Facts here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe's Need to Know News. Let's start out with Tom Cruise making a surprise appearance at Comic-Con in San Diego. He did this yesterday, and he was doing it to promote Top Gun Maverick. Check out some of the trailer. This thing looks awesome.
30-plus years of service. Combat medals, citations. Only man to shoot down 3 enemy planes in the last 40 years. Yet you can't get a promotion, you won't retire. Despite your best efforts, you refuse to die. You should be at least a 2-star admiral by now. Yet here you are. Captain. What is that?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
The end is inevitable, Maverick. Your kind is headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir. But not today.
Ooh, I got goosebumps. The actual trailer, of course, visually seeing it is way, way more appealing. You can check it out. We're going to put a link up on Joe's Need to Know News. But I am excited. Do you ever watch Top Gun? Because you were you even born, Liv, back in the day?
I don't know if I was or not. I didn't watch it until I was 22.
Okay, what'd you think?
I was so pissed. No one tells me that Goose dies.
Spoiler alert!
If you haven't seen it by now, I mean, that's your own fault. But yeah, sorry about that. But no one told me that.
Well, why would you want to know? Then it ruins the movie.
Well, I wouldn't have watched it. I cried.
Oh, okay.
I legit cried. Goose was my favorite part of the thing. Like, Tom Cruise, okay. But Goose was the star, in my opinion. And when he died, I cried and I turned it off. And I was like, I'm going to have to finish this another day.
All right. Well, sorry to bring up bad memories. According to a reputable website, Pornhub, ever since the Area 51 raid started going viral, searches for alien porn has skyrocketed.
What?
Searches for Area 51 porn are up 58,000% since 1 week ago.
Wait, so Area 51 or alien?
Area 51 alien porn. They're all the same thing
as
what they're doing.
That is so specific.
Yeah, since alien porn's up almost 200%, which is like probably one person, now 200 people are looking for it. But that's insane that people are actually, you know, it's just amazing to me what people are into, because that's one thing I'm not into.
surely some of these have got to be a joke. Just like guys sending them to like their guy friends or something.
I don't know. I know Porkchop's into probing, but I don't know if that's what he's looking for. But I say that because he's out of the room and he can't defend himself. The city of Berkeley, California has decided to ban gendered words from its city codes. And the two examples they gave are manhole and manpower. Those will be replaced with maintenance hole and human effort. So manhole will become maintenance hole. Manpower will be called human effort. The city council said, quote, a male-centric municipal code does not reflect the reality of the city of Berkeley. Are you kidding me? This is what we're wasting our time with?
Why are you so triggered with this?
Who cares? I'm not even triggered. I guess the thing I care about, Liv, that you asked that, is that we're wasting our time with these things. Like you're taking the precious time you have to do things in a city and you're worrying about doing a name.
How do you know what Berkeley's got going on in their city?
I know that right now their biggest concern in the news is that they're changing manhole to maintenance hole. And there's certain words I don't think you change because we're all familiar with them.
Maybe it literally took one second.
I want to clarify, Liv. You like that they're going to call manhole a maintenance hole and manpower human effort. We all know what manpower is. It doesn't mean a man's better than a woman. It's just an example of a word.
Right. I just think like subconsciously, you know, like word association is a real freaking thing, Joe. I'm not triggered that it's called manpower.
I do think
word association is a real thing and deals with your subconscious. I'm just like, I don't care that Berkeley's doing this. I'm really just am not concerned by it. I don't think it's like a, oh my gosh.
It's just so stupid. It's like of all the things to worry about.
If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
You're just like a freaking hippie though, so that doesn't surprise me. The insurance claim brought by a woman in Florida. She did this after an 11-foot alligator broke into her kitchen. Well, it was denied.
What?
The large alligator smashed through the 77-year-old woman's window and into her kitchen. Aww. I think we talked about this like a month ago. Breaking wine bottles, putting giant holes in her wall. I mean, it's a giant alligator with a huge tail. She says her insurance company won't pay for the damage because, well, they don't cover alligators.
If you live in the state of Florida, your insurance should automatically cover alligators.
It should include that and meth heads. Or some kind of drug related incident. Well, they were on bath salts. Right. Oh, that's covered. We cover bath salts. You're in luck. And finally, one of the greatest songs in the world is Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Okay, well, I'm going to play some audio for you, and this is not how it should go. This is the Chicago Bears head coach. Is it Matt Nagy?
Yes.
Okay. He said during his rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field, take me out and buy me. It normally goes, take me out to the ball game, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
You're not even going to sing it. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Well, he doesn't say peanuts. I think he accidentally said something else.
And a one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker.
What? did anybody else hear that?
Oh my god.
Let me play it again. Maybe I didn't hear it right.
Buy me some penis.
That straight up sounds like penis.
It does.
Like,
you want to hear it again?
It's not even, no, I was just going to say, like, it's not even like, oh, maybe he was saying peanuts. Maybe it was, like, no, he straight up said the word penis.
Some penis.
I mean,
not to be a juvenile kid here, but that had to have been a Freudian slip, right?
What's worse, this or someone forgetting the lyrics to the national anthem?
I'd say the national anthem because that's America.
I guess like it's worse.
Because he didn't forget, he just said the wrong word.
I guess it's worse, but I guess this is like more embarrassing.
Definitely. You can see this cringeworthy video. Of course we have it for you online. Just go to our station website and we'll put a link up later to swipe up to check out Joe's Need to Know News. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Big weekend. Saturday is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. If it even really happened. No, I actually believe it did. I don't care. I'm going to buy into that. You know why? Because that's pretty cool. Pretty cool if that did happen.
Yeah, I go back and forth on this. Like, one day I'm like, oh, dude, there's no way it happened. And then I'll see, like, a movie about it. And I'm like, dude, that for sure happened.
It is amazing. If it actually did happen, holy crap.
I'm just like, yeah.
Well, go ahead. No, let it. I'm not going to judge you too much.
The only reason why I question it.
Okay.
Is because we, like, wouldn't we have more advanced technology if at that time, and when did it happen? The 70s or
it happened 50 years ago. So let's go back if it's.
So that's the 70s.
That's nine. I'm terrible at it. Yeah, it was in, right?
Yeah.
79, yeah.
Yeah. So that's amazing that it actually happened.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it happened or not.
All right. Well, listen, I don't want to hurt anybody's brain, but I do want to put you and Porkchop to the test this morning. And, excuse me. I think that's the government shutting me down.
It was 1969, not 79.
You just wanted to say 69.
Oh, hey, look, you're right, Liv.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We said it happened in the 70s, so 79 is what I said.
All right. Well, keep score of this for fun, Porkchop. And I'll give you the question. I'm going to ask you if these things are fact or fiction. I'll give you a statement. And then just give me your answer, each one of you. There's no sound on the moon. Is that fact or fiction?
That is fact.
Fiction?
It is, in fact, a fact. There's no sound. So you can scream, ah! Nobody will hear anything.
That's wild.
Wait.
Is it kind of the thing where it's like you, like a tree falling makes no noise when it's like by itself?
I don't know. I've never been in the
haven't
woods.
Haven't you heard of that? There's like a saying that's like if a tree falls and no one's around, it's actually silent.
Is that how the saying goes?
I don't know. Whatever. Never mind.
Google it. You're very close.
Tweet at me at Radio Now AM Show if you know what I'm talking about.
All right. How about this next one? The moon smells like gunpowder. Fact or fiction?
Huh. I'm going to say fiction.
Pork chop.
I would also say fiction.
Well, you two are wrong. Now, astronauts never took their helmets off. They would have died. But when they actually came back with their equipment from space, it kind of smelled like that.
That's so interesting.
So that's as factual as you can get. All right, next one. We're doing fact or fiction here, the 50th anniversary of the moon landings on Saturday. The first things human consumed on the moon was Tang, that orange drink. Is that fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Liv.
That's fiction.
You two are correct. Do you know what they actually did have?
Wasn't it like spaghetti or something?
That just sounds messy. That's messy on Earth. That's got to be messy in space. Get all over your spacesuit, which is white.
Was it milk?
No, steak maybe?
No. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin actually ate roasted turkey from one of those like freeze-dried foil packs. But I mean,
wasn't it around Thanksgiving?
I don't remember that.
Oh, wait. Duh, I'm an idiot. If it's the 50th anniversary this Saturday, it's in the middle of summer.
That's true. Look at you using your reasoning and common sense. I'm so proud of you. You're doing amazing this morning. All right. How about this? One single Google search takes more computing power than the entire moon landing mission back in 1969. Is that fact or is that fiction?
It's got to be fiction.
What?
I'll repeat it again. One single Google search, like you hop on the computer, takes more computing power than the entire moon landing mission in 1969. Fact or fiction?
Oh, gosh, that's got to be fiction. But then I'm thinking of all of the coding that goes into Google searches probably. I'll say fiction, though.
And Porkchop, you said fiction?
Yeah.
It's a fact. Your smartphone has more processing power than the computers that were aboard the Apollo spacecrafts. Isn't that insane?
That is crazy. How are we not living on the moon already?
I don't know. Do you really want to live on the moon? Like, of all the places?
No, but I bet there's some weirdos out there that want to.
All right, I got a few more for you. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin are the two Apollo 11 astronauts everybody knows. They're very famous.
Yes.
The third was a guy named Tom Collins. Fact or fiction?
That is fact.
Tom Collins is a drink, so fiction.
Liv, you are wrong. Porkchop, you are right. As a matter of fact, yes.
Dang.
The guy's name was Michael Collins. Tom Collins is a drink.
What kind of drink is that? Do you know?
Porkchop, you were a bartender.
Like sweet and sour and whiskey.
Oh.
Ooh. I know what I'm having today at 10 o'clock. All right, last two here. Neil Armstrong paid $50,000. That's a lot of money back in the day for a $10 million insurance policy before the mission because there's obviously a chance that they may not come back. Is that fact or is that fiction?
Fact.
I'll say fiction. I don't know how rich he was. I don't know.
Liv is right. Porkchop, you're wrong. Here's the thing. He couldn't afford it. $50,000, that's what it probably would have cost, but he didn't have it. So he and the other astronauts signed a bunch of autographs before and gave them to their families because they thought, well, if we die, at least they're going to be worth a lot of money. So it's kind of like an insurance policy.
That's genius.
Thinking ahead. And your final thing, we're talking about the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, which is going to happen on Saturday. Buzz Aldrin's mother's maiden name was Moon. That's M-O-O-N.
Oh, that's fact.
Pork chop.
I don't know. Fact?
You're just going to follow Liv? She's really enthusiastic.
Yes.
Well, you two little astronauts are right.
Woo! Let's go. Do you want to hear a fun fact?
Yeah, give them to me.
Neil Armstrong's grandson was went to my school. And
what?
Lived like really close by me.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah,
dope.
His name was Andrew.
Oh.
Armstrong. And we like flirted a lot in grade school when he was in eighth grade and when I was in seventh grade. Yeah. And he always had brand new shoes like all the time.
Did he ever hit on you? He's like, oh, Liv, you're out of this world.
Ah, he should have. He was not that witty.
That's a good astronaut pickup line. It's the Joe on the Radio Now morning show. Oh, yeah. It is Joe and the Radio Now morning show, and I kind of want to do this, what Elon Musk is, I guess, saying is a possibility. I want to control things with my mind. He plans to connect human brains directly to computers by the end of next year. Liv, the web girl's already shaking her head. I want to know, 833-563-2539, what you think about this, and I'll explain it some more. But do you think this is cool that we might be able to, in the near future, control things with our mind? I think this is awesome, and there's a lot of practical uses. Let's see. He says they're testing on animals already underway, and a monkey, check this out, it's actually happened, has been able to control the computer with its brain. What do you think monkeys are searching for? Is it just like kind of like almost for a monkey, it turns them on. It's like Google images, like bananas. Like, ooh,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, bananas. Ooh, butts. Poo poo doo doo. I mean, what do you think? What do you think? Like, you know, like if a guy is on, he's like, oh, porn, but a monkey's like, oh, bananas.
Maybe.
I like bananas.
I mean,
I don't know.
What would
a monkey Google? What's a monkey doing on a computer?
I think they could Google anything. You need to be able to spell banana.
You think they don't know how to spell? I bet a monkey knows how to spell banana.
All they need to do is listen to this ish is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. That's what we should really be working on. Just playing that for them 24 hours a day so they can learn how to spell it.
If we see Gwen Stefani on the scene, we know we got a smart monkey right there. One of the goals, though, he's saying, because I know you're going to be freaking out about this, but he says one of the goals of his company is called Neuralink. They want to treat brain disorders, saying, quote, we can solve this with a chip. It also sought to help you preserve and enhance your own brain and to create a well-aligned future. Okay, Liv, you're freaking out, and
so
I want to know, 833-563-2539. I think this is awesome, but why is this scaring you so much?
I think if people, it blows my mind. People are scared of freaking Alexas. Alexas! But this, people are like, oh, this is cool. Like, absolutely not. I do not want my brain waves, my brain patterns to be put onto a machine. That's how they can build machines. They can see all of that brain and give machines a life. And that's what scares me. That's what I feel like. They'll see all of the patterns. They're going to somehow turn it into coding, like the brave waves and the lengths and the personal features and characters and what makes up my brain and stuff like that. Like how big my certain lobe is and how much activity that lobe has versus my other lobe.
The machine's going to link up to Liv's brain and say, thank you, next.
Yeah. Error.
I just think this is freaky. And also, like, I don't think it's smart. Like, I don't know what their idea is for the chip to be in it all of the time or something.
Yeah, it just
but
would
I
be
don't
implanted
think that's smart.
There.
Think of how many like petty and just cruel and evil people there are out there. If they are given more power and more intense power with being like directly connected with your brain to a machine, I don't think that's good.
But think of all the positive stuff he's saying for people that might have some mental disorders, like brain disorders or physical ailments. If they can use their brain, if their brain is functioning and they can have like turn on the TV.
Right.
Unlock the front door.
I love this, by the way. I absolutely love this. I've already like thought of this in my head because I'm working on my computer, right? Obviously, I'm trying to do a ton of things at once. I have a ton
like
of...
Like Google the last...
The sound
the last quiz we just did because he's not happy he lost.
His BuzzFeed quiz. Mm. Yeah.
So since I always have so many tabs open and so many different things, like when... Let's say I'm like working on my computer and I'm editing audio, right? Then let's say I need to switch over to the internet, to email. Yeah. And then I open the tab and it's like on YouTube. I'm like, no, I want to be able to open the internet and then boom, it'd be right there on my
email.
That
is just so unnecessary. You do not need a brain chip for that. I also, like you, am editing audio sometimes. I've got audio pulled up. I've got, you know, YouTube pulled up because I'm trying to pull things from YouTube to put on our social media. I'm also writing blogs. I'm also tweeting and I'm also writing emails. So I as well have a bunch of tabs open. It's not that big of a deal. I don't need a brain chip.
I wish it was lazy.
That just seems lazy.
It seems efficient.
It is lazy, but it's amazing, Liv.
If there's a paraplegic.
Yep.
And he's able to get around easier. He's able to live a better life, have a better quality of life by this brain chip. By all means. Joe, do I think you need it so you can get a beer from the fridge to your couch because you're too lazy to get up? No.
You know what? That's a genius idea. I need this right now. You know what? That's it. Elon Musk, if you're listening, I'm willing to have a chip put into my head just to get that beer into my belly.
Me too.
What a hater, Liv. What a hater.
It freaks me out.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Steph Curry is in a brand new commercial for the car brand Infiniti, where he is sharing a sing-along with his daughter to a Hamilton soundtrack.
Oh, it's that Hamilton. Riley, you know the words, right?
You say the price of my love's not the price that you're willing to pay. You cry and you see what you hurl in the sea when you see me go by.
I think that is so cute.
Oh, sounds so cute. Oh, my ovaries.
No. In a series of Instagram stories on Thursday, Miley Cyrus posted videos of herself twerking in her home studio to Shake That by Megan Thee Stallion. During one of the videos, she then invited Britney Spears to come over and join her. Spears has become known for posting her own videos of herself dancing at her home studio as well on social media. No word yet if the two will collaborate. These videos, to me, it seems like Miley's off her rocker again. I'm sorry.
Why are you hating on her trying to work on her twerking? It's not easy to do the position
no,
she's doing.
No, it's not easy. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not impressed. She looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She looks super toned, cool. Her dancing's not bad.
Yeah.
It just like seemed a little strange to me. And like, I just feel like every time like Miley is in the spotlight, she flips and flops. When she came out with the Malibu album, she's like, yeah, like, I stopped smoking weed, like I'm back with Liam, you know, like I just really am grounded with who I am, whatever. She seems like this like hippie, like delicate little person. And then now she's back freaking twerking, humping the ground.
I'm
confused.
Stick your tongue out, twerk, your weird stuff. That's the Miley I like.
I'm just confused. Billy Eichner, who plays Timon in the new live-action Lion King, talks about his dreams as a kid.
I started off thinking I was going to be on Broadway as a kid. That's the truth. I opened my mouth when I was a kid and had a good singing voice, and I took singing lessons, and then I got older.
Did you go to auditions and stuff like that?
I went to auditions as a kid. I really wanted to be a child star on Broadway, right? But I was a big, fat, sweaty, gay, Jewish kid, right? Shout out! I know some of you are watching. I really was, though, proudly. And there's not much for a big, fat, sweaty, gay, Jewish 12-year-old to do on Broadway.
I absolutely love him. He also went on to talk about the troubles he is having with Tinder.
I was banned from Tinder. I've been on Tinder for like 7 years, and I'm very nice. I don't do anything naughty or weird. You know, I'm a normal person. And they banned me all of a sudden, and I say, why? They didn't give me an explanation. They just said, you violated the terms of use. And I said, I've been single for 7 years. You violated the terms of use.
That's pretty funny.
He's hilarious. If you don't know who that is, by the way, he was in Parks and Rec as well. Tom Cruise was on Conan last night and talks about the ideas he had for his character in Tropic Thunder.
Ben, he's a good buddy of mine.
Ben Stiller.
He called me up. And I said, look, I'd love to play this character, but I want to have fat hands and I'm going to dance. I said, I want fat hands.
Absurd request.
I know. I said, look, I don't know what to say. Like sometimes with a character, you just get an instinct on what you want to do. And I really want fat hands. I'm going to dance.
Super weird. He says Ben Stiller was kind of confused, but Tom insisted. Latham also goes on to talk about his love for stunts.
Even as a little kid, I did stunts. You know, I always...
You were doing it when you were a kid. When...
Yeah, I used to write skits to make my family laugh, as I told you, and I just loved climbing the tallest trees on windy days and kind of going back, and I was that kid that would jump off the roof,
right.
You know, doing flips.
Right. I mean, I'm saying right. I was not that kid.
Yeah, I was that.
I was the kid that. Who stayed inside and wrote in my pink diary. But anyway...
Makes a lot of sense. That sounds like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up an hour from now, Katy Perry has to testify in court. I'll tell you why in an hour.
Hello. Good morning. So glad that you are here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Don't forget, maybe you've been kind of wonky and summer's been weird to you. We do Murder Monday at this time every Monday morning. So we got Freak Show Friday about to kick off, but this time on Monday, we'll be doing Murder Monday. She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky. Show Friday, we do it, well, every Friday here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. If you'd like to be on it, you can call in. We can talk to you off air and set that up, 833-563-2539. But I think the best practice we found with getting all these freaks on the air is Instagram. Slide into those DMs. Nobody has to see your freakiness.
Instagram is literally a place for the biggest freaks.
Radio Now AM Show. Follow us on there. And if you ever wanted to send us a DM, you can do that. This morning, I see up on my screen, is this Christian?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, you big freak, you. Why are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday?
Well, I am a part of a club I think people would probably find a little weird or freaky, but it's really not. It's basic to me. It's called the Batting Practice Club.
Batting practice? That doesn't sound super freaky.
Sounds like
what kind of club is this actually?
Batting practice, the devil's handshake, I think.
Okay.
You people would say.
Wait, okay. This is a whole different turn already because I was thinking
batting
like,
practice.
I used to
Got
play
it.
Baseball, but now you're bringing in the devil's handshake. I think we all know what that means, but what does this mean?
Well, it's, okay, so let me give you a lowdown. I joined about 2 years ago, and again, like you said, batting practice, I know sounds weird, but it's a bunch of guys. We get together twice, sometimes three times a month, depending on how we feel. And, you know, we sit around and practice our batting.
What?
Interesting.
That in, like, you practice your batting?
Yes.
Just, like, in a room full of just, like, other dudes?
And no women?
Exactly. And here's the thing. We're all straight, by the way. Nobody's okay. Gay. It's totally a heterosexual thing.
Hold on. Let me see. Okay.
No, okay.
Sir, I'm laughing because I'm bi, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's something we all have in common, and it's kind of like a, you know, a camaraderie thing or like a, you know.
Oh, my God. Kind of did he just say that?
Camaraderie, like friendship, like a baseball.
Hey, bud, what are you doing?
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. Continue. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I mean, you know, hey, listen, it's, again, I know it sounds weird to people, but it's, you know, we have, like, we get there, we have, like, drinks and food, and there's fellowship beforehand, and there's also obviously other things to help us out with our batting. You know?
Please tell me they're not, like...
other things to help out with your batting.
Please tell me there's not, like, finger foods. I don't want you grabbing a bunch of stuff with your hands. Oh, I just
no,
threw
we,
up.
No, we have serving utensils, so, okay. You know,
grab the
that.
Tong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and, you know, we start practicing our batting. You know, some guys finish earlier than others, and, you know, it's no pressure. We all start at the same time, which is cool, something I like. There's nobody there to kind of pressure anything. And, again, like I said, these are all totally straight guys. You know, we just have something in common. It's, I guess, like a guy's night out, bro kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Wait, are the lights on for batting practice, or are they off?
Oh, sometimes they're on, sometimes they're off. It just, you know, kind of depends. You like to switch it up. And, you know, there's times where obviously, you know, you take one for the team, you help each other out kind of deal. Only when the lights are off, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing wrong with it, but that does sound like it might be like, you know, that you're attracted to a man, that you might be gay or bisexual.
I know it sounds that way, but it's there's no judgment. And honestly, like I said, there might be a few guys in there, but for me, I'm totally straight.
Are women allowed? Have they ever been invited?
They're not been invited. I don't know if they'll be allowed. We haven't entertained that just because some of the guys are married or in relationships, so I don't.
Right.
You know, they want to cross that boundary.
Yeah, that would be cheating if a woman actually was near there, but another guy helping you out when you're playing injured is okay.
Interesting.
Exactly. You know, I don't know how that. We've never really explored that. It might be something to look into. I'll bring it up at the next meeting, you know. But again, you know, obviously it's a freaky thing, you know, but I don't think it's as extreme as people make it out to seem. And like I said, I promise I'm totally straight. There's a lot of us that are. It's just, you know, this is something that we have in common and we kind of just get together and do.
You know what, Christian? I'm going to say I believe you only because I've been a radio producer for 10 years. And that's one thing I do is I listen to voices a lot.
What, you
and
do
on the
batting
phone.
Practice?
No. Listen like on the phone a lot. And I feel like using my bi-gaydar and listening to your voice, I feel like you might be telling the truth that you aren't, in fact,
gay. Like, because it doesn't sound like he's lying.
Right, which just makes this even so much more interesting. I don't know. It's just very interesting to me.
I mean, I'm just dumbfounded.
Well, obviously, I guess I called on the right day.
I wonder if this is, like, just a thing that, like, people don't know about. Like, I'm
well,
curious.
Wait, hold on a second. Like, I don't know what girls would do, because guys obviously have batting practice, but, like, is there a thing, has anybody ever heard where, like, women get together and do this?
I've never heard of this. I've never heard of women doing this. I've
like
never
a purse
heard of
club
men
or something?
Doing this.
Like a coin wallet?
Have you heard of women doing this, Christian?
Like, are there girls on campus or anywhere you know?
No, actually. I've never heard of women doing it, but I'm pretty sure they do. I mean, this can't be something that, you know, only guys do. Like I said, it doesn't seem abnormal to me. I mean, there's a lot of us involved, so clearly, and I'm fairly new, so they've, you know, got other guys to do this before, so it can't be something just for guys.
Christian, our producer, Porkchop, is always looking to make new friends and, you know, camaraderie. How would he go about maybe joining your batting practice club?
You know, to be honest, I'm fine, Christian. I'm good, thank you.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, I could get you some info, you know, and we have food and all that good stuff.
I'm sure.
You're always talking about how you need food, Porkchop. This sounds like the best idea ever.
Yeah,
true.
I don't know how the other guys would feel, though, you know, about a guy that likes guys coming in, you know, so they'd probably be like,
could you
probably don't ask.
Yeah, could you be their pork chop in a non-sexual way just for the batting practice?
That makes no sense.
No, like, it's just you, like, you know, practicing by yourself. It's got nothing to do with anybody else playing the game.
I'll go for the food, just like Liv said.
I mean,
these are delicious.
What are these? I am dumbfounded.
Pinwheels?
I'm Googling it.
Christian, I mean, thank you for sharing.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody just wanted to know. Somebody tweeted us. This is a good question. Sorry, Liv. Do you guys wear, like, batting gloves when you do this? Like, normally when you play baseball,
gosh,
you swing a bat? Do you wear gloves?
If you want to call them that. I mean, there's obviously times we do have on some sort of stuff, obviously, if we're helping the teammate out. But, yeah, the batting gloves, I think we'll call it that. That's pretty interesting.
I hope you guys don't use pine tar. That would really feel weird.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just, like, the baseball references, the fact that this is real, the fact that you seem normal. Like, other than that, you seem normal. Sometimes we have people that call in, and from the tone of their voice, like, oh, this person is crazy.
How many women are listening right now and, like, their husbands are in a softball league?
And it's like, oh,
we're going to do some batting practice later tonight.
That means.
No, you're not playing softball anymore. Christian, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday. We appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Seriously, Porkchop, you should go. I think that'd be pretty interesting
Porkchop,
to see what actually
meet
happens.
New friends. Please go and report back.
I don't know. I'll stick with the Family Feud trivia every Thursday night.
All right. So I really appreciate this guy, Elliot King. He works here at Radio Now, and he's a talented dude, very creative. If you've ever seen any of his video stuff, his social media, he writes parody songs. An amazing guy. I'm very thankful that he is one of our coworkers.
I absolutely adore him.
And I really appreciate him stepping up.
Took, like, what, 2 weeks off?
Yeah, I took 2 years off from the show.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't think they were going to have me back with my key card, but it worked. But with all that craziness that was going on here on the show, he actually came in and helped out. You did a great job, Liv. Porkchop, when you did decide to come in when you weren't sick, you did a good job too. But shout out to him. What an awesome guy. That being said, Elliot King, dude, you are on my spit list right now. Like,
so
I know what you did.
So
and if you guys
ridiculous.
Know Elliot King, if you're his friend, you might want to wake him up right now and tell him that I know what he did. Listen.
There's no way he's up right now, too.
No, definitely not. Here's what he did. He took my coffee mug. This is the thing that producer Porkchop got me for Christmas, and it says Radio Now. It's a silver one, but in white lettering, he has on there Radio Now. On the other side, it says, what? Are you butthurt? And it's kind of my coffee mug. It's my own personalized one. And keep in mind before, too, we had somebody take a morning show mug that I got for everybody at Christmas last year. A crazy listener came and took
crazy
it.
Listener.
No, she was. I don't care. I'm not slandering. She was psychotic.
Okay, take
she
it
was
easy.
Very sweet
take it
and
easy.
Brought
She's a major
food.
Fan. She's a giant fan.
Major fan that stole some of my personal
she
property.
She thought it would be funny. I'm sorry. Here's the thing.
I committed
Here's
theft.
The thing that people get confused.
Funny.
This is why this is confusing maybe for some people. Because as it comes off on the radio, Joe is this funny, always joking, uh-oh. Probably likes pranks, laid back kind of guy. Off air, he is not as laid back as he appears. He clearly doesn't understand jokes or doesn't understand pranks because that's what our listener was doing. She thought she was pranking you because on air, you seem like the biggest jokester in the world.
I am. I love that Liv thinks I'm like uptight or I have a stick up my butt because somebody took some of my personal property and I'm not laughing about it. Like, a listener took my car I had parked out front. I hope they bring it back.
Dude, a car is different than a mug. A mug.
Well, I disagree. But the point being is this. I've already had something stolen before. And lo and behold, last week or 2 weeks ago before I went on vacation, remember Porkchop? I'm like, hey, man, have you seen my mug? He's like, no, I didn't see it. I'm like, okay, did you take? Is this a joke? Or I thought maybe a listener came by and stole something. But my Radio Now mug that Porkchop got me, what are you butthurt? He made it as a gift, was gone. And I'm tired of it because we keep on having little thieves up in our building. Somebody stole our Keurig maker before. I'm the only one that has a squeaky wheel and says anything because it's our stuff. It's not
someone took one of
well,
our little
Well, you're not, and don't say you're the only one that said something, because when someone misplaced my personal Keurig, which those are expensive.
How can you say misplaced? They took it and moved it, Liv. I can't believe you're
Well,
such,
they moved it, but they didn't.
Over.
It's not like they stole it. They just moved it. So when someone moved my Keurig, which is like expensive, I sent out an email to our entire company here and said, hey, I'm missing my Keurig. Here's a picture of it. Does anyone know where it is? And I never got a reply. And then luckily, Joe and Porkchop somehow found it. I don't even know where you guys found it. So you guys found it.
Yeah, one of our bosses, I think, moved it, allegedly. That's what somebody told me.
Really?
That's what I was told. So I'm not going to say who told me that, but I believe the source that I was told by that, allegedly.
Okay.
I think that covers me in case I get called into a meeting today. Now, listen, I'm stammering and I'm stuttering to get to my point, and it is this. This mug's been gone. I'm like, I don't want to send another email out. I'm tired of being the squeaky wheel around here because everybody just hates me for it. And that's fine. I hate you too. But I see the coffee mug last night on a Facebook video. Elliot does a really great segment. He calls it News You Can Lose. It's really funny. It's like late night topical, like satire, you know, when they give the top headlines. And what do I see him holding in his hand? Oh, it's my Radio Now mug, which he must have either left in there or whatever. Point is, Elliot, I know you took my mug without asking, and it was missing for over a week. Not cool, bro. I might have given you permission to use it if you would have asked, but you never did. You took it without asking. Not cool at all. 833-563-2539. Here's the whole point of my rambling for 5 minutes is this. Do I not have a right to be upset that somebody took my personal property, whether it's worth a dollar or worth $1 million, does not matter, and they took it and didn't ask? I could have let him borrow it if he would have asked, but it also, though, too, besides the fact that he borrowed it, I might have even been okay not even knowing he took it, but the fact is he took it and it was gone for over a week. He didn't return it. I'm not saying he did it on purpose. I'm a forgetful person occasionally, but you took something you didn't ask.
Here's the thing. It's not like we have separate cubicles, a cubicle that is just mine, an area, a space that is just mine. We don't have that. We have a studio that we share with a lot of other people, a lot of other personalities. If there's something that means so much to you that you're going to get butthurt because someone borrows it for a 5-minute video and doesn't ask you, don't keep it here. I keep my headphones here. Anyone who works here is welcome to use them. If they forgot theirs, you can use my headphones. I keep them here, so I know that that's probably a possibility. Someone's going to use them. Even without asking, that's fine. I leave a blanket here. anyone can use my blanket if they want to. They know where it is. If you want to use it, go ahead. That's why I keep it here. I don't keep things that have major value. I don't keep my laptop here because I don't want other people using my laptop.
Your value of that is fine. I disagree with it, but that's what you choose to do with your stuff. That does
not.
But
don't leave it. Don't leave it
that,
here.
I let you talk. That does not give anybody else the right, and this is what I want to know, 833-563-2539. That doesn't give anybody else the right to take and do that with my stuff. You bring up headphones, Liv? God, I do love you. I know you think I don't, but you're one of the reasons why I took my headphones home. You and other people used my old pair of headphones, which are now destroyed. I brought those in as extras and backups for guests because you never had headphones for 6 months, but that's a totally separate conversation. That's not why I'm mad, but your thing, which is cool, it wasn't cool with me. It had my name on them. You never asked, and you always took them all the time. But going to the coffee cup thing here, 833-563-2539. You think it's just cool for people to use whatever they want?
I did not destroy your headphones. I used
your headphones. Do you want to see them?
Your yellow ones?
Those are not mine. The black ones. I'll bring them in on Monday to show you the damage done.
I literally barely used them. I was fine using my little Apple headphones. You were the one that had a problem with it. And I said, I don't have a paycheck to where I can go out and buy nice headphones. And you said the right to
use people's things?
You said fine, use mine. You told me to use yours. I was fine using my Apple ones, but you said it sounds bad. You know, you need better headphones. You need better headphones. So you told me, you gave them to me and said, here, use these because I'm sick of your headphones not working, even though I was fine with them not working and I didn't have the money to. So you offered for me to use them. And then one time I was rolling up the cord and you said, that's not how you roll it. That's not how you roll it. So I said, okay, I'm sorry. I don't know how. You told me how and I rolled it correctly from then on.
Jordan, you are on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Is it okay that the guy, like, good dude, Elliot, took my coffee mug for a week?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I feel like a coffee mug is a personal item.
It's a personal item.
Than say headphones. You know, I mean, I don't know how your job goes and how it works there as far as you using your headphones and whatnot. I mean, headphones, I feel like, is a personal thing too because it goes inside your ear. That's kind of disgusting. I don't know. That's my personal opinion, and I feel like a lot of other people will have the same opinion. But you know, to each is their own.
I just think that, like, if you're, don't leave something here then. Don't leave something in the open community space if you're going to be so mad if someone uses it for a 5-minute video. Also, this is literally, like, remember the episode in The Office where Jim uses Andy's mug and Andy almost loses his mind? The whole joke of that scene is Andy overreacting because Jim's using his mug that he has in the public office kitchen. That's the whole joke. The joke is making fun of Andy, not making fun of Jim for using it, just so you know.
All right, well, just so you know, my stuff is put over in the corner next to my coffee that I brought in, too.
Oh, my gosh.
You act like we have individual storage units, and like you said, it's a radio station, so we share a lot of stuff. I put it in the exact same spot every day. It's not left in a random area like, oh, I left it by this keyboard. I put it over in a corner where the coffee is that we have right there so people don't go into it. Just like you put your headphones into a little, we do have a little storage thing there. Things go there. Let's see if anybody agrees with you. Maybe I am wrong. If everybody disagrees, maybe I'm wrong. Travis, you are on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say about this coffee mug situation?
Liv's tripping.
Why?
look, this is a mug. My mouth's been on that. This is in a magazine on a coffee table. This is my mug, homie. Like, you didn't even ask. It's not the 5-minute video. I feel you, Joe. It's not the 5-minute video. It's gone for a week.
Because he forgot to bring it back. It was an easy mistake. I just think
No. Joe, it's a mug, homie.
I'm like, yeah, it's a mug. It's not a big deal. Joe came in so fired up. He flipped the bird. And I'm like, Elliot King is literally the nicest, most selfless guy in the entire world. So I kind of got offended when he did that.
Because I was like, for you to be so mad and say that about Elliot,
like when you know he's the nicest guy, so clearly it wasn't malicious. It was just like a last minute thing. I just was like, it's just so absurd
but
to me.
But as I stated at the beginning, Elliot is a great guy. This isn't changing. He's a good person. But like Travis will agree, it's still shady what he did. It was a bad decision.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, accident or not, there's a conversation that needs to be had. Absolutely.
Travis,
but don't touch my stuff.
Travis, God bless you, man. I appreciate it. Liv is like, no, take all my stuff.
I just don't think it's a big deal.
Hey, oh my gosh, it's Olivia. Hi, Olivia. You are on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Do you agree with me, or maybe a lady has a different perspective? Maybe it's just a bunch of dudes.
No, I agree with you, Joe. I think it's just common courtesy to, like, I work in an office where there's a lot of people. We share it all. But if I am off and you happen to be missing your mug or you don't have one and you want a cup of coffee, might as well go borrow my cup. I don't mind it. But put it back, wash it, and put it back. Don't keep it for an entire week. And at least tell me that you used it and be like, hey, my bad. I'll give it back to you. But it's just common courtesy to put it back to something that doesn't belong to you. Put it back.
Does that make sense, Liv, or no?
I understand the putting it back part. I do think that if someone uses your stuff, they should put it back. If they accidentally forget, I don't think it's the end of the world like Joe was acting like this morning.
Well, I mean, it was an entire week. So I think he probably would have seen it somewhere and said, you know what? Oh, I forgot that this is Joe's mug. Like, he wouldn't have seen it sitting somewhere.
I really appreciate Olivia calling.
Fine.
Do you think like anything's changed your mind, or you still don't feel the same?
No, I absolutely think you overreacted, and it's not a big deal at all.
That's cool. Liv is no longer Pork Chop allowed to use any of my things when I'm not here. Heard.
I never do.
Well, good. That's the way I like it. Okay, and listen, it's time to relax. I want to play some music, and I want to do a little sing-along right now here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. It's our sing-along songs. If you couldn't get in this week, do it next week on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. We have a little questionnaire we put up there on our stories, and you can suggest what song you'd like us to play, and we'll play like 30 seconds to a minute of it, and we'll all sing along together. Now, we're about to kick it off, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to take an Instagram video, and I want you to tag us in your stories, Radio Now AM Show. If you don't already follow us, go do that right now. Radio Now AM Show. Also on Twitter, and we'll retweet those too. But we just want to see you having a good time singing along. Here's our first suggestion. Guys, this is the edited version, so you can swear in your car, at home, or at work, but not on the radio, okay? Here we go. Uh-oh! Little DMX up in here. Oh, yeah.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here. Up in here, y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here, y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here,
if I got to bring it to you, cowards,
then it's gonna be quick.
I owe your man's been to jail before, suck my dick. You know the muffle cat you run with, get done with, dumb quick. You gonna poke the dog with some bump, I then go to click, click. Now I'm 1-1, all over some dumb. Ooh. Ain't that some? Remind me of a strip club. Cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dicks up.
A lot of swearing in that song I didn't realize as a kid.
Yeah.
That gets me pumped up,
what
though. I'm ready.
What is that song called?
That is called...
Wait, what?
Yeah, you don't know the name of that song?
I don't know the actual name. I always assume it's Up In Here.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that what it's called? Okay,
but people say,
know.
Like, Party Up, but yeah, Up In Here. All right, next one. This is awesome. Get ready to sing your little lady hearts out. Kelly Clarkson.
And all you'd ever hear me say...
Pork Chop, come on, dude.
That's how I picture me with you. That's all you ever hear me say.
You really carried that song right there. It is the
I know I did.
The song Sing Along here with our next suggestion from you, Vanilla Ice, baby.
Oh, nice.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Ice back. Oh.
Brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow
yeah.
Like a hawk noon, daily and nightly.
Nightly.
Will never stop. Yo, I don't know.
Turn off the lights.
And I'll go to the extreme. I'll rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage.
You watch the chump like a candle.
Dance.
Caress the speaker that booms.
I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight.
You better hit bulls out.
The kids don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I solved it.
Check right, come on, Liv. You know this part.
Ice, ice, baby.
Dude, my nephew loves this song.
What's your nephew's name?
Colton.
Colton, you liking this?
Ice, ice, baby.
All right, I got two more songs left here. This is an oldie but a goodie, and I didn't pick this out. I swear, I know I'm from Michigan, but somebody wanted to hear a little Eminem. No, they said
Eminem. Okay.
What do you think?
Okay.
I was gonna play Kid Rock or something?
Yes, I thought you were gonna play Kid Rock.
No, come on.
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. His vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's choking now. The cops run out. Time's up. Over and plow. Step back to reality. Up there goes gravity. Up there goes gravity. Choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up. Nope.
He won't have it, he knows.
Oh, we forgot our words now. He's broke, he knows that. Come on, you should know that.
Mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you want it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes within a lifetime. You better lose yourself in the music the moment.
Wow, okay. Now, some would say that was an incredible ending.
I'm telling you, if you ever just have 1 mile left in your run and you don't think you can do it, play that song on repeat.
Now, this is a song you want to do as you're cooling down.
Okay.
Just to feel good about yourself. Guys, don't be ashamed to sing along to this. This might be a ladies' anthem, but I think it's everybody's anthem.
Don't matter the
Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. Tag us, Radio Now AM Show, in your videos. Sing along.
You are my fire, the one desire.
So good. I used to think they were so hot when I was little.
They still are.
I thought Brian was it? Wasn't there a Brian in the Backstreet Boys?
I gotta be honest. I only know Lance Bass.
Okay, that's okay. That's fair.
I didn't get that deep. Yep. I respect it though. Backstreet Boys definitely way better than NSYNC, and I really like some of their bops. But just throwing it out there.
I think Lance Bass is NSYNC.
Anyways, I'm not gonna admit if I was wrong or not with that. But listen, that is your sing along songs. Feels so good. Your song didn't make it this week?
Dang it, my song didn't make it.
What is it? You can DM us too, Radio Now AM Show.
I really wanted Baby by Justin Bieber. I saw that someone requested that and I thought that you would play it.
Well, maybe I will next week. Maybe you need to get in there too and send us a DM, Radio Now AM Show.
Music is so creepy.
It's cool though. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and Area 51 has been all over the news. You can't miss it. It's in every meme. It's a huge thing about we gonna find them aliens. All that's going on. What do you think though is really being held at Area 51? Whether you're joking or maybe you're serious, you have maybe it's a conspiracy theory, whatever you'd like to call it. Not gonna judge. I just want to hear from you. I want to know what the people think. 833-563-2539. Also social media if you want to connect. Radio Now AM Show. We love reading your comments on there. Live the Web Grill. You got anything? Any idea here off the top of your dome?
It's not an idea. I actually know exactly what is at Area 51.
Okay. Then,
and it's a bit of a conspiracy theory.
Then please give me what you got.
I believe that our government is holding the other sock that goes missing from the washer and dryer. I just think there are millions and millions of socks there, but just one, never a pair, just one sock, And that's where the missing sock goes to the pair when we put it in the washer and the dryer. And do you want to know why I think this?
Why?
I think they do this because they think our lives as Americans are way too comfortable. We don't have enough struggle. It's too easy for us. So to keep us frustrated and miserable, they take one sock from at least one pair every time you do your laundry.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is...
I mean,
shaking me to my core.
Right. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not.
I don't think I can. 833-563-2539. What do you think is being held at Area 51? Has anybody really seen Tom from MySpace?
No.
I mean, that could be a Mark Zuckerberg, like, locked up in a basement thing, too. Like, maybe he took him. But where exactly has Tom from MySpace been?
You think he's at Area 51?
I'm just saying, could be.
That's true.
I don't know if you ever had these, but I want to know, maybe they're hiding them because they were so good. What about Altoids? They had these tangerine sours.
Oh my gosh.
Where are those been? Has anybody seen them?
A blast from the past. I used to eat like an entire little tin of them at once, and then my mouth would be full of like sores from this sour sugar.
Yeah, that's the only time I'd ever admit to having mouth sores, but I also had mouth sores.
Everyone did when
I had
you
those
ate
tangerine
those.
Sours.
Everyone did.
833-563-2539. Is this Angel? Hey, you are on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think is being held at Area 51?
Hitler.
You think Hitler's there?
Interesting. Dead or alive?
That's all I'm going to say.
Wait, do you think he's alive or dead, though?
I don't know. I mean, people say different things. He might be alive, he might be dead.
Wait, why do you think he's being held there? Give us, like, some reasoning,
yeah,
some backup.
Yeah, explain this. I've never even heard of this.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, and now Angel's been taken away by the alien, so...
Angel has joined Hitler at Area 51.
Well, does that mean that, like, do you think maybe Bin Laden's at 51?
It could be, like, where they keep all the dead corpses. I mean, I would think that they just probably cremate them, but I know?
Do you think Tupac's there? Because they all say Tupac or Machiavelli, like he's somewhere else. Is Tupac at 51?
I never even thought about that. I always have thought that he was on a remote island somewhere, like off the coast of South America.
Yeah.
But that makes sense. He could just be chilling at Area 51.
You know, I've always wondered where he's at. Where's Waldo?
Wow.
Yeah, you ever think about that? I mean, I'm not trying to trip up your brain, but...
I'm like not... I haven't smoked enough for you to ask that question.
All right.
That really gave me a brain twist.
What about all the dads that went out, you know, for milk and never came home?
Oh my gosh, like your dad. No, I'm just kidding.
No, my dad's dead.
Oh my gosh, that's not what I meant. I meant, okay.
That's really, really...
Yeah, this turned dark.
That's really awkward.
Really, really quickly. Anyways.
No, for real, can I give you one last one? I think that might actually be happening. Maybe... At Area 51, they're holding all the McDonald's ice cream machines that actually work.
Honestly,
because they're always broken.
That's gotta be it. Maybe they're using Area 51 to make a better ice cream machine because they're always broken.
Honestly, that's another reason. Then we need to find them aliens. Then we need to get all up in there.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Michelle Williams got paid the same as her male co-star, Sam Rockwell, for their new Amazon series, Fosse and Verdon.
It was the first time that I've had pay parity with a male co-star, and my voice and my thoughts, I'd never experienced anything like it. I didn't believe in a space like this. I didn't believe it was possible to create such a safe and nurturing creative environment. It felt like having wind at my back.
Model Ireland Baldwin shared a nearly naked photo of herself to Instagram. In the photo, she's standing on a balcony overlooking New York City, facing away from the camera with her toned booty front and center. Her dad, Alec Baldwin, and uncle, Billy Baldwin, both commented on the photo.
Awkward.
Her uncle Billy commented and said, "Tough one for Uncle Billy to like. Hashtag awkward."
Exactly.
Yes. And then her dad added, "I'm sorry, what?" Which I just think is so funny, because if I ever did anything like that on my Instagram, my dad would also comment and be like, "What are you thinking? Like, what?"
Does your dad not see your Instagram stories?
My Instagram stories are not bad.
No, but does he see your other Instagram account?
I don't have an... Joe knows my dad's listening, so he's trying to freak my dad out right now. Dad, I don't have another Instagram account, I promise. Kristen Bell.
Sorry, I didn't realize he was listening.
Shut up. Kristen Bell posted a video to her Instagram yesterday where she's asking her two young daughters how old they think she's turning for upcoming birthday, and her husband, Dax Shepherd, even gets in on it.
How old do you think I'm turning?
How old are she? Six.
How old?
63.
How old do you think I'm turning, Link?
89.
Okay, Dad, how old do you think I'm turning?
The safe bet's somewhere in the middle of those two guesses, so 71. Is that right?
I think you're turning.
Are you down with this, Dad? 12.
12. I'm turning 39.
It's so funny. Kids literally have no aspect of like age, like reference to age, because they're idiots. No, I'm just kidding. No, but when
they are
little
dummies.
When I was little, I literally didn't know either. Like, I thought my babysitter was like 100 years old and she was like 16. Katy Perry testified in court where a trial is set to take place involving her song Dark Horse for a copyright lawsuit. Perry was sued by rapper Flame in 2014 for her hit Dark Horse, claiming it was a copyright of his Grammy-nominated gospel track, Joyful Noise. In court, Perry took the stand and claimed she had never heard the song, Joyful Noise, before the filing of the lawsuit. Perry claimed she heard the beats of the song from Dr. Luke and then wrote Dark Horse in 4 hours. So, yeah, let's hope Katy Perry doesn't get in trouble for that. Coming up in an hour from now, Donald Glover cried because of Lion King. I'll tell you all about that.
All right, thank you so much. Live the web, girl. I was on vacation, gone for a long time. Trust me, I missed you. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. You got myself Joe, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, our guy Lenny Bree, and Houston holding things down on 92.1 Radio Now. But that being said, I had an awkward thing happen during my vacation, and it was just, an argument between me and my wife. No, it wasn't me being a jerk to my mother-in-law, blocking her photo attempt. She was trying to take a picture of something, and she got mad at me. The disagreement my wife and I had, and I told her I was going to take it to the air because I think a lot of people will actually agree with me and actually do this. And if I'm wrong, so be it. Then I guess my wife can throw it in my face this weekend when I see her. 833-563-2539. I want to know if when you're on vacation, if you will hook on up in a hotel room or if you hook up at a house that you're staying at, if your family's there too. Not in the same room, but we were in Canada, and I know this sounds weird. I haven't traveled a lot, but outside of the United States, I have been to Ireland for my honeymoon, mm-hmm. and I've been to Costa Rica with my wife. I was like, I want to hook up. I want to flip pancakes in another country.
You sound like a 18-year-old frat boy, but continue.
That's kind of what my wife Lindsay said, Liv. 833-563-2539. The question is this. My wife said, absolutely not. We are not going to hook up. My mother and sister are in the other room. I'm like, well, we don't have to be loud when we flip pancakes. Like, we can be quiet. I'm like, but we're in Canada. I want this moment. We've got our own bedroom. Let's do it. Let's flip pancakes. And she shut it down.
So I have two questions.
Ask away, Liv.
One, were you mad at her when she shut it down?
Yes.
Two, did she say, like, it just made her feel uncomfortable?
Well, I guess it makes her... She didn't say it made her feel uncomfortable. She said, no, my family's in the other room.
Right. So I'm going to assume... Like, she meant that it's weird and she's uncomfortable by it because her family's in the other room. I think when someone says they're uncomfortable at the moment to flip pancakes, that's it. That's done. That's the end of the conversation.
Of course. We're not talking about, like, forcibly putting yourself on top of somebody.
No, but I think that, like, I know that. I'm not saying you did that, but I don't think, like, you know, being mad at her because she's uncomfortable to flip pancakes because her family's in the other room, that is a... lame reason to be mad at her, in my opinion.
She says nobody else like does what I want to do. Like, she's like, nobody else wants to do, like, I almost have like a little checklist. I'm like, okay, Ireland did it there. Costa Rica did it there. Like, doesn't everybody when you travel, you want to like do it in another country?
No.
Kathy, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. 833-563-2539. What do you think, Kathy?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We've been on vacation, and the kids have been in the bed next to us, and we have flipped pancakes.
Oh my gosh! Get it, no! Kathy! Get it, girl!
No! That is so true!
It's on vacation. That's the fun of it.
Oh my gosh. You don't think that might have been traumatizing for your children?
They were snoring. They didn't even know. How do you think they got here?
Yeah, they should be. If they woke up, they should be like, "Hey, thanks for doing that. That's the only reason I'm even here."
Oh my god!
Exactly. You're welcome. There you go. Go back to sleep. We're flipping pancakes.
Kathy, real quick, because my wife does listen to the podcast. Can you just say, Lindsay, you should have flipped pancakes in Canada?
Lindsay, your mom and dad know that you flipped pancakes. Go ahead and do it.
Boom.
Wow.
Thank you for calling in, Kathy. I like when other women call in, because otherwise, like, oh my God, Joe is such a pervert. But it's like another woman answering exactly what I was wondering.
I think, yeah, some people, I think they might think it's cool, I guess. But I think some people don't care if their family's around or near. Mm-hmm. But I think for the people that do, you shouldn't get mad about that.
Pork chop, what do you want to say?
I've got two comments. And first, this is really weird because when I was living in New Jersey, I was dating a girl. And me, her, and my friend drove to Canada. It was an 8-hour drive.
Oh, gosh.
And she told me, like, her big thing was, like, oh, I can't wait to go to Canada. I can't wait to hook up in a different country. Now, mind you, I was the one that drove. So we left early in the morning, got there just in time for dinner, had dinner, we went to a hockey game, and then we went out to the club, and then we got home. Guess what? Pork Chop was tired, so we didn't hook up. Yeah, well, my friend that was there, I'm pretty sure he hooked up with her, because on the next day, on the car ride back to New Jersey, she didn't say one whole word to me, and then she texted me when I dropped her off at home and said, I think we're done, and I said, I think you're I could say it, right?
Yes.
A slut.
Oh, my God!
Okay.
I didn't know that was the word you were going to say.
Well, she
Oh my goodness.
I was her boyfriend, and she hooked up with my friend.
Allegedly. You have no idea. You're just assuming.
No, I'm like 99.9%.
Okay, that's not cool. That's not right. I'm not saying that. I just think it's so bizarre to me how people have this fascination to like hook up in other countries. Like, it's just weird to me. I think if that's fueling your flipping pancakes drive, that's kind of weird to me. I don't know why. By the way, I have flipped pancakes in Canada, and it wasn't all that special.
And by the way, too, Joe, I think it's okay that you both should have, even though that her parents were there. I mean,
no, her parents were there. Her mom and sister were there.
Right. Well,
still, her mom.
Remember how, like, I hadn't seen Chase for, like, a whole month?
Yeah, your boyfriend.
Well, when we went up to Chase's parents' house for, you know, for 4th of July. And it's funny because his aunt walked in, his Aunt Rhonda. We've had her, like, on the air before, the furry. She said she walked in and she's like, oops, I hope I didn't ruin special time, did I?
Oh, God, that's awkward.
Wait, did you all when you were at his family's house?
Of course.
You got to be doing that. All right, let's go to Matt this morning. 833-563-2539. Matt, you and your girlfriend have a little something you're doing. Explain it to everybody.
Oh, yeah. We have on our bucket list, it's our goal to be able to flip pancakes in all 50 states.
How many states have you guys flipped pancakes in?
Within the last 6 months, we have flipped pancakes in 3 different states, all of which was a family vacation when we were sharing a hotel room with my parents.
Oh my God! No, no, no.
Wait, the same room, like the same physical door opens and closes.
Oh, yeah.
And
they weren't
in there at the same time, were they?
No. We'd wake up in the morning, they'd go get the free breakfast. Oh, we'll be down in a few minutes. And then boom. Now we've checked Texas off the list.
Matt's like, I've got an appetite for something else this morning.
Thank God. Oh,
dude,
my God.
That'd be too weird.
Could you imagine? Eat your. Matthew, are you okay over there? I'm fine, Mom. Go to bed.
Ready for grandchildren?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Matt, that is awesome. God bless you in your quest. I'm sure Alaska is going to be a tough one, and so will Hawaii, but maybe you can get an airline to sponsor that. That'd be a good one.
Virgin Airlines.
Wait, do we have any advertisers here? Maybe one of the airports that, you know, in Indy or Houston will sponsor this, and me and Matt and his girl and my wife, not in the same room. I want separate rooms, but we could go travel and try to see the whole United States.
I mean, yeah, maybe. Sure.
Andrew, hey, we'll wrap things up with you here. If you're just tuning in, my wife and I went on vacation a few weeks ago. And we were in Canada to visit some of her family. I've never hooked up and flipped pancakes in Canada, so I wanted to do that. She shut it down and said, no way, because her mom and sister were next door. What do you think, Andrew?
So me and my girlfriend, we stay at her family's house in one of the rooms. We've hooked up there.
I have been to 17 different countries. Ooh. I have hooked up in most of them.
With the same person?
Say again?
With the same person?
No, different people. There are a few from the countries.
Ah, well, that is interesting.
How do you find other people to hook up? Is there like a Craigslist in Kenya?
He's probably just like attractive.
When I was in France, I had two girls come up to me, and I ended up hooking up with one of them. I've met people at bars and pubs and
that's kind of cool.
There.
What was your pickup line? Like, you want to see my wee-wee? Like, what did you say?
No, they knew they thought I was American. They were from Switzerland.
Oh, is anybody in like another country into fat American guys?
You're married, Joe.
Yeah, you're married,
I forget that sometimes because I'm not hooking up with other countries, I forget.
Oh my gosh. I love how he's like, whoa, how do you do that? How do you get other women to hook up with you? It's called being charming and attractive.
Well, two things I am not. Andrew, man, thank you for calling in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
A fist fight broke out at a Florida Five Guys. It's a burger place if you've never been there. And ended with five guys being arrested. So five dudes got into a fist fight at a burger place called Five Guys, and they were arrested. A woman told cops when she was on the scene, one of the guys was talking spit to another guy.
Ooh.
A cup was thrown, and a door to the restaurant was slammed in someone's face, before an all-out brawl took place. Three juvenile males and two adult males were charged with a fray. I believe I'm saying that correctly. If you're like, well, what the heck's a fray, Joe? Well, let me tell you. I had to look it up. Under Florida law, a fray is a first-degree misdemeanor charge resulting from two or more people fighting in a public place or disturbing the peace, which is what they're saying happened here with these five guys at Five Guys. Now, you know what I wonder about? Just
what?
When you read these headlines, you're like, how's that possible? I wonder if we'll ever hear a story about Stone Cold Steve Austin doing something at Stone Cold Creamery.
Could that be possible? How has that not been like a sponsorship?
Hi, I'm Stone Cold Steve Austin for like, Stone Cold Creamery.
Exactly.
When I'm like not busy sort of chugging beer, I'm chugging some of this cookies and cream because it's delicious.
Yeah. The Wrecking Waffle Cone.
That's the dummy of the day on the Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, happy Friday to you. Thanks so much for letting us be part of your day, whether you're hearing us live on the radio or if you're maybe checking us out later on a podcast. We appreciate you listening to Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Going around the room, you got myself, Joe. We got Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and our guy, Lenny Bree, holding it down this morning. Now, check this out. Liv, you are definitely a person that likes to sing. Is that something growing up that was just in your household, or when did you become such a songbird?
No, it was not in my household. I don't think anyone in my household has a musical talent in their body. I think I obviously have the most.
Yeah.
Of my family. I just like singing. I just like singing. I like to sing words. I just like to sing along.
Like, what's a song without any music? What's something you like to sing occasionally? Like, do you like Whitney Houston? Do you like Celine Dion?
I love Whitney Houston.
Can we hear a little Whitney real quick?
What's the song I always sing? You know it.
Like, I want to dance. Yeah, I will always love you.
Oh, I want to dance with somebody.
That's a different song, but okay.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me.
Wow, that was really good.
Like, from my ears, and I'm not like saying this to like joke or be sarcastic, like truly from my ears, I think I sound really good.
I think you do have some vocal talent. Can you give me one more? Because I want you to hear this lady that just set a Guinness World Record and try to see if you can do anything similar to what she's doing. But before that, can you do the other Whitney Houston song, maybe?
I don't know the other one, but I will sing Miley Cyrus, The Climb.
Oh, well, that could be even better then. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Let me get ready because I start laughing every time.
It's all you whenever you're ready.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction.
You should have went on American Idol.
Why? Do you not think I'm good? That song's actually, that song's surprisingly tricky.
I mean, I'm just saying, they tell the truth, so yeah. You know, we would see the truth.
I apologize. I should have stopped you when you were on top. Now, listen, here's your chance
that
of redemption.
That's hard. That's a really hard song to sing.
Here's your chance at redemption. Okay. Listen to this lady here talking about this world record she was going for.
Hello, my name is Helen Lihey. I'm a musician. I'm 31 years old, and today I'm going to attempt to break a world record for the lowest vocal note by a female.
Now, did you hear that? She's going to go for the lowest
yes.
vocal note for a female. That was the same woman. She like grew a set right there on the spot.
I have a question. Will you replay it and I'll try to match it?
Yeah, let me go back and let me find this spot right here. I think this is it. Hold on. Like right there? You want to do that?
Yeah, I'll just start from there.
All right, here we go. Liv, give it a go. Because she starts at like a certain chord and works her way down really low. And you can hear her. Here we go. Check it out. Liv, the web girl, trying to match the woman with the lowest vocal note, a Guinness World Record, here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
No, I tapped out right there, but I was close. Let me try it one more time.
Real quick, just listen to the last note she does right here. Like, I feel like I have no testosterone in my body when she hits this. God, that's crazy.
That sounds like my stomach growling.
I know.
That's literally what my stomach sounds like when I growl.
Liv, last try here. Come on, you got to get this record. You got to represent.
Okay.
Everybody, cheer along for Liv the Web Girl. Here we go.
Feel like I'm in church. Punch her, quick. Get her in the gut.
All right, well.
I was so close.
I guess until then, all we're stuck with is your amazing rendition of Whitney Houston songs. Rest in peace.
Oh, I want to dance with somebody. Oh, you want to hear one last song? I'll sing it on my way out.
Oh, please, yes.
You put my love on top. Baby, because you're the one that I love. Babe, you're the one that I need. You're the only one I see. Come on, baby, it's you. You're the only one that knows. You're the one I'm on, baby. Wow. All right, that's enough. People are literally going to hate us.
Oh, you think
Turn
just now?
Turn us off.
No kidding. Oh, yeah, it was a hard week for me working a half a day or like 3 days or whatever. I don't know. I'm still in vacation mode and I'm still stuck on West Coast time because I went to Vancouver, Canada, Portland, Oregon, or Oregon, whatever you call it.
Oregon.
Whatever. And Seattle, Washington. But I'm back and I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'm going to be hanging out with my wife, Lindsay. She said we have to watch the new Lion King. So I'll be out at a movie theater. I don't know where to go. Where's a good movie theater to go here in Indy? Like, I don't go out that often. I know you got the IMAX downtown. There's Flicks Brewery.
Why don't
No, the thing about Flicks, though, if you show up, if the movie says it starts at 7:15 and there's going to be probably 30 minutes of
commercials,
if you show up at 7:16, they won't let you buy a ticket.
Well, that's good, though. I hate when people walk on in there.
If you show up a minute after the... Like, even the preview start, they will not let you buy a ticket.
Poor Liv must have got shut down after she tried to.
I did.
My buddy Jason, I also see him at Tidal Boxing Club, Glendale, but he brews beer there, so I think I might go there and see if I can drink some beer and watch the movie. That'd be dope. But that's kind of my weekend plan. What do you got going on, Liv?
Me and my boyfriend Jewel Daddy are going down to my parents in Cincinnati, and we're just going to have a chill weekend by the pool. We're going to dinner with them and all their friends tonight. So, yeah, it should be fun.
That sounds awesome because there's a heat advisory. It's going to be hot as hell or balls or whatever is a heat index for you. Like, be careful. Check on your neighbors. Don't leave your pets outside either. It's actually against the law. I know in India, I think if it's over 90, you can't have your pets stay outside.
That's
because
smart.
It will kill them. And Pork Chop, without trying to scare anybody, what do you got going on this weekend?
I'm just trying to recover from my rough week. You know, having a 102 fever for 4 days really fries your brain. So I think my earache is finally, not earache, is that what it's called? Ear infection is finally gone. So
I want to know what he's stuck in his ear. That's what I'm kind of wondering about.
I don't even think anything got in my ear.
I know. I always wonder how ear infections come to be.
I think it's
curious.
The same idea like how you get pink eye because you always touch things with your hands.
No.
That's how you get sick. Like,
I don't think that's
I always
true.
Pick my
that's
nose.
Not, that's not, I don't think. I mean, that's one way. Yes, Joe, it could work like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what might have happened is I probably, okay. Actually, I'm so glad you reminded me. Oh my gosh.
Here's this embarrassing excuse, I'm sure. What do you got?
This is so bad. You're going to cringe. Okay. Remember when I went and did the Joe? Nope, you weren't here, Joe. Liv, remember when I did the wing eating contest downtown at Monument Circle?
Yeah.
So that was Thursday, right? I got sick Friday night and Saturday morning. I took one of the scooters, the bird scooter, to the Monument Circle. I realized right after that I put the scooter down and then did the wing eating contest and didn't wash my hands.
Ew, that is so gross.
So that means whatever germs were on the handlebars of that thing went right into my mouth. That's how I got the ear infection.
That is super gross. I just looked it up, though, and it's like the same as how you get a virus. So it isn't like you stick something in your ear or something gets into your ear. It's like you inhale it from the air or something like that,
yes.
How you would get a regular virus.
So Porkchop's a really good listener. He'd listen to himself
but
a virus.
But it does say people with weakened immune systems are more susceptible, and I do think he does have a weak immune system.
I just find it so interesting on the comment you just made there, Porkchop, about how like it's such a gross thing you put in your mouth, because I feel like you've had way worse in your mouth.
I wouldn't know. No. I mean, dude, some of the people that ride that scooter.
What that mouth do? What that mouth do? He's smiling now. All right, well, hey, we can't do any of that. And I don't want to think about Porkchop putting things in his mouth anymore. So why don't we all get out of here and say goodbye. On behalf of myself, Joe Pesh, Liv, the web girl, producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.